بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, there is a common confusion in the hearts and minds of a lot of people about whether or not one should have worldly desires. Now, first of all, I mean, to say whether one should have worldly desires or should not have worldly desires itself is kind of illogical, because it's not a question of saying should or shouldn't, because they are there. The question really is, what must I do with the desires that I have for worldly things in my heart? And what adds to the confusion is the fact that traditionally we have been told, we Muslims, that it is something evil, it is something bad to have worldly desires, and that we should not have worldly desires, we should reject the world, we should not have any ambition, we should not seek power, authority, wealth. This is the message that we have been traditionally given, both directly and indirectly. Now, I submit to you that this has really nothing to do with Islam. If we say that we should not have any desire for power and authority and for government and for controlling our lives and circumstances, then how do you explain the seerah of Rasulullah? How do you explain that Rasulullah actively pursued setting up of the Muslim or Islamic state, setting up of an Islamic form of government, setting up of seeking to gain influence in his society and in his time? How do we explain all that happened subsequently in the Khilafa Rashida? And I'm not deliberately going into anything further than that, because there is enough and more evidence. This evidence is enough for us. And also, when we go out of the Khilafa Rashida, then people can criticize those rulers. But obviously, as far as the Khilafa Rashida is concerned, the Khulafa are not people that we criticize, and we know that they were rightly guided. And that's how they are called, that's how that part of the Khilafa is called Khilafa Rashida, the rightly guided Khilafa. Which you see every sign of seeking to become powerful, seeking to become influential in the world. So let me dispel any of these doubts and try to explain to you my understanding. One of the most powerful ways of understanding this is to take the ayat of Surah Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this ayah 8 things. Allah said, say that if your parents, if your children, if your siblings, if your spouses, if your extended families, the wealth that you accumulate, the trade and business that you fear a loss in, and the homes and houses and palaces and whatnot that you construct and you feel happy about, if these are more beloved to you, that is the key word. If these are more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, than struggling and investing and working in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then go and wait for the Azab of Allah, for the Amr of Allah, for the Hukm of Allah, for the punishment of Allah to descend upon you. And Allah does not guide people who are rebellious. The key to understand here is that all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, all of those 8 things, are things which are in themselves permissible, desirable, and in some cases they are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actively promoted and told us to pay attention to. The first and foremost of them are the ayat, and there's more than one, of the importance of honoring parents, the importance of being kind to them, the importance of humbling yourself before your parents, and so also with all the other things. Right? So, what is mentioned here, none of those are things which are in themselves prohibited. As I said, they are permitted, they are recommended, they are praised. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you like them, if you love them, if you give more importance to them, then you give to Allah, to His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to struggling in the path of Allah. Then you will be culpable and punishable. And Allah will punish you, and Allah does not guide the rebellious people, meaning that such behavior will be considered to be rebellious behavior. What is that behavior? Therefore, what's the point? The point is, it's not a question of having worldly desire or not. It's a question of what do you give precedence to. But my brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself, that if we were not supposed to have any worldly desire, then there was no point in coming into this world. You come into this world for what? Second thing is that if nobody has any worldly desire, then this world will come to a halt. Right? It'll come to a halt. Because all progress is based on desire. Why do people want to do something? Because there is desire. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this world to continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants this world to continue. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put desire in our hearts. So, the desire that you and I feel is like any other emotion. It's like anger. It's like love. It's like hunger of any kind. It's something that is there. It is natural. It is part of being human. The question is, what do you do with that desire? So, if you have this desire, whatever that desire is, and as I said, in the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put some of the best of the desires. I love my parents. Now, what's wrong with that? Nothing is wrong with that. As a matter of fact, if you look at your father or mother with love and with respect, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will give you the reward of a hajj. Right? Just looking at them, obeying them, serving them. I mean, but the question is, if your parents, and again we have ayat for this, if your parents tell you to do something which is the disobedience of Allah, if they tell you to commit shirk, if they tell you to join partners, if they tell you to worship someone other than Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا تُطِعْهُمَا, do not obey them. وَسَاحِبْهُمَا مَعْرُوفًا, Allah said, but be with them still, be kind to them, be with them in a good way, but do not obey them. The question therefore is not, should I have desires or not? The question is, what do I do with the desires? If my desires are such that they are preventing me from the obedience of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, or if my desires are preventing me from following the Sunnah of Rasulullah, then those are the desires which are a problem, and those are the desires which I must fight and reject. It's not a question of wanting to be desire-free, but to be free from desires which take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the key. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to understand this and to live our lives in a way which is beautiful in this life and the next. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.